Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is three-dimensional tanks. Motorbooting. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was three-dimensional tanks. I don't think we've played them before, have we?
It doesn't ring a bell. You think you remember that name?
Yeah, I don't think so. They are sci-fi obsessed. What am I calling them here? Post-punk, I suppose. Band from Lancaster. Tony, and that's quite interesting because when I tell you about, oh no, I'm not, that's complete rubbish. When I tell you about another band later on, they're from Yorkshire, so we've got a punky War of the Roses this week.
Right, nice.
What is three-dimensional tanks? And by the way, it's spelled three-dimensional tanks, T-A-N-X. What is three-dimensional tanks website?
3dtanks.com.
3dimensionaltanks.co.uk.
Oh.
It's the whole lot. Tony, you've overcomplicated it there.
I'm overthinking it again.
Or should I say, oversimplified?
That's right.
Facts are, it's Paul B. Internet 1, Tony 0, and we have one other 3-dimensional tanks track, which we will play in a couple of weeks. So I'm loving that.
Okay, excellent.
Now, this is a section of the show when I like to get your jokes or poems. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for me, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. I have had one this week, but it's for the election, so I'm going to save it for a couple of weeks so we get everyone excited about using their democratic right, Tony.
Oh, it is exciting.
It is, as the French did yesterday.
They did.
They did. And everyone in the UK who voted Remain seems very pleased about it and going, oh, the French, why can't we be more like the French? Oh, he's like, and I just cannot remember when people in this country care so much about the rest of the world.
Right.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Normally we go, all right. But now it just, there's just, because opinion seems so divided, doesn't it, Tony?
It does, doesn't it?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the only thing I've heard is because obviously the National Front side of it, I guess. If that wasn't so hard, so close to being elected, I guess we wouldn't have cared, because generally we don't.
Yeah, but don't you think, Tony, that the fact the National Front got 10 million votes in France would suggest to you that the French public aren't that fantastic after all? Because in this country, they wouldn't get anything like that.
Yes, it was 11 million, wasn't it, that voted for the fascists, so yeah.
Yeah, so the choice...
She was on the anti-EU brigade as well, wasn't she? So it's all mixed up in the same thing
the,
we have.
The choice for the French this time round was a centrist government, a centrist president or a far-right president. Mm. I can't help thinking there was no left-wing there.
There was one in the previous round, wasn't there? But they just didn't vote
But they
for
didn't
him.
Get through, yeah. No. In terms of the two main people going for it, and Marine Le Pen pretty much has changed the French National Front into something far more moderate as well. So there was centre and centre-right, really. Mm. No left in the choice of president. So I would ask people to err with caution when saying how brilliant they think the French are.
Yeah, I do.
As you know, I have a major problem with the French. As a good Englishman. It's got some great bands, though, and great people.
They do.
Now, yeah. Now then, we're going to play two tracks in a row, if that's all right.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, and we're going very European with this, Tony. Stay tuned for Screamers and Sinners, a band from the Basque country, the Basque region of northern Spain. I'm calling it a region of northern Spain. In themselves, the Basque are separatists, but that's an argument for another day. But first up, Tony, we're going to have a Dutch band.
Okay.
Fake Billy and the False Prophets, we've played them before.
We sound familiar, yes, I think we have.
Yeah, now they are kind of garage glam, fun rock and roll, I suppose you'd call it. Tony, what is Fake Billy and the False Prophets website?
Fakebilly.com.
It is.
What is it?
Hey. Fakebilly.com. Well done, Tony. It's probably being Internet 1, Tony 1. As I say, stay tuned for Screamers and Sinners, but first up, hey, hey.
Duffel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was all the way from the Basque region. Pays Basque in French, I believe, Tony. Just to show I'm still on side with our French friends. That was Screamers and Sinners and a track called... Oh, God knows how you say this. It's spelt Gower Deco Trina, but I don't think it is that.
Why not?
That'll do, won't it? Gower Deco Trina.
Yeah.
Gower Deco Trina. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is.
That's all right, yeah. What is Screamers and Sinners' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Screamers and Sinners.
Facebook.com/Screamers Sinners.
Yeah.
Unlucky, Tone. I know. I wasn't expecting that either. They're via Drunkabilly Records, and hello to everyone at Drunkabilly for doing such a great job of sending us through some of the best rock and roll and psychobilly there is in Europe right now. That does make it poorly being set 2, Tony 1.
Right.
But, you know, that's from Screamers and Sinners' latest album, which is that one that is El Sacramentecas, one that we have talked about previously on the chat. It's an absolutely brilliant album. Make sure that you visit their Facebook page, find out more about them. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
No.
Oh, no. That means it's not time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tone.
Nah.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I just felt that I had to play it. I like it so much.
Okay, that's all right.
So, right, so you better talk people through what they're not doing and then do something else.
Yeah, so if you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio or search Punky Radio on Facebook. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do you get in touch? Tell us, do you like any of the bands we played this week? Would you like playing the bands again? Anything really, just get in touch. Basically, what I want to hear from you. Take your bullet moment. In lieu of that, we do mention...
That's a French word, Tony.
Is it?
Yeah.
Holding hat man's across the ocean and all that. Well,
hold on, though. Just before you go any further, speaking of loos...
Right.
Right. Now, there's various... Like, Lou, L-I-E-U, or we have lieutenant or lieutenant. You might have called it lieutenant, but Lou. But also, Lou is a word for toilet, yeah?
It is.
Lou, L-O-O. Well, I had a land of confusion with my right foot today.
Okay.
And my little toe was, I don't know whether it was the nail or what was going on, but was rubbing against the toe next to it and causing discomfort. So in a moment of Reithian madness, I got some toilet roll and I wrapped it around the little toe, right? And I did that and that was fine. That was hours ago. I've just been walking around now thinking, what is going on with my foot? Something weird's in there. And then I remembered the toilet roll wrapped around my toe. And I just thought, this is like going into someone's house and seeing a now wipe your feet sign on the doormat, taking it way too seriously.
Wow.
Just the thought.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Anyway, Tank, go on.
Yep, so occasionally we've mentioned iTunes. iTunes have a chart for podcasts. It's very strange. The only thing that really works, because it's kind of hidden away how the chart works. The only thing we've figured out is reviews help. So if you are on iTunes, please do review us. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes Music Store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. I've just checked. We've got one new review.
Brilliant.
So we'll be reading it out.
That should help us in our fight against Snow Patrol.
Exactly. So this is the US. So today is the day. Finally, I will be caught up on all your shows listed in the feed. Love the jokes and all the twats. Can't wait to hear what you come up with next. Keep up the great work, Paulie and Tony. And Tony, may you get the next one right. And that's from Riri0882. Thank you very much.
What a catchy name.
Yeah, rolls off the tongue. But it was, of course, 5 out of 5. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And you are suggesting Riri, what was it?
0882.
Riri 0882. What you're suggesting there is that you're mentally unhinged.
There you go.
If you've gone to the trouble of listening to all the available songs that shows in the feed, that is that's years and years of them, isn't it?
Could be. I think the feed is limited to 300 shows, so
that's all right then. That's a mere snip.
It's only half. So yeah, if you go to our website punkyradio.com, you'll find the other 307 shows on there.
That's only the Tony, you're nothing if not accurate. that's a mere 6 years worth or something.
Yes. But nothing.
Well done, Riri. Very impressive.
And that's the only one we have. So, you know, you do reviews. I'll keep my eye on iTunes and we'll feature more when they come in.
So that doesn't conclude.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. There really was a little bit there, Tony. You know what of, don't you?
What's that?
Mild quirkiness.
There was a little bit.
Wasn't there? Right, I think we should play another song. What do you think?
I think it's about that time. Yeah.
Okay, so we played a band at the top of the show from Lancaster. We're now going to play a band from Hull, which is in the East Riding of Yorkshire, for those of you in the world that maybe didn't know. And this has come by it now. I'm hoping to get this right from memory. Warren Records have brought out a compilation of bands local to Hull, including young musicians from various schools and things on it, right?
Right, okay.
And it's a charity compilation to raise money for deprived children and help. I very nearly said depraved children, which was quite different. For deprived children or children that have special requirements or needs, and it's very worthy. And it's very good. It's quite indie. It's quite light for us. But there was one track on it that I liked, Tony, that I'm about to play.
Okay.
So you can find out more about the band we're going to play. And I've already checked on their Facebook page. There is information about the Hull-based, I think it's Warren Records, compilation as well. Band called Serial Chiller, Tony. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Serial Chiller.
Facebook.com/Serial Chiller Band.
Yeah.
Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 1, this is Bed Mood. Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bed Mood by Serial Chiller.
Nice.
Really interesting song, though. I can't remember which band that really, really reminded me of, but it'll come to me at some point. It's kind of post-punky, I'd say. Kind of northern post-punk.
Okay.
And northern post-punk, Tony, is, of course?
Don't know.
Post-punk. Sounding a bit like Paul Spunk. About that. Yeah. So, mate, did you do anything last week?
I think it was the second alcohol ban practice.
Oh.
Second or third? I don't know. I think it was second. Yep, going all right.
Tony, if I may say so, it's a little bit early to be losing count.
I know.
Well,
we're doing it every 2 weeks and we've missed one. So that's effectively, 4 weeks between them.
All right.
So yeah, I think it was the second one. Went very well.
Good.
There were 17 songs in the set. I think it should be smaller. So there's a little bit of an internal debate about that. Because I think shorter set, not so boring. Steve,
I agree with you completely.
Longer set because it's our last gig and let's just do whatever we can.
Nice.
So we'll see.
Dead simple. Do 12. Have
Save
an encore ready.
Yeah, I think that's what we might do.
Yeah, much more sense, but less is more always.
Yeah,
I mean, because you can probably rattle 12 off in about half an hour.
Exactly.
You?
I mean, 17 songs are still going to be 45 minutes tops.
But
it's going all right. Gigs booked August the 5th, Mansfield.
Fabulous.
So we shall see what happens. What did you get up to?
I did my show in Hitchin last Friday, Tony. Absolutely brilliant show, but we had quite low numbers.
Oh,
it would have been cause for concern, except that there were a lot of factors riding against us, not least of which was the bank holiday a few days before. So I'm not over concerned. Great show, really good, and thanks to Ronnie Golden and Steve Day for being so brilliant. Steve Day is the best known deaf comedian in England, right? And but he's got these new hearing aids that are so fantastic. He's not really deaf anymore, and it's freaking him out being able to hear his audience. It's really funny.
Weird.
It's really funny to watch. When he gets a big laugh, he's not going, "Ooh!" like he's used to seeing their smiling faces, but not the actual noise. He's like, it's really sweet, actually. I'm really pleased for him.
Oh, good.
So yeah, it's a fantastic show. And then I went up to the Duke's Arms after that, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And had a bit of a late one with Steve the Landlord and the lovely Lindsay, who I imagine are listening right now. So thanks very much to you two for looking after me so well.
Excellent.
And Lindsay's got a nice line in, every time I see her, she gives me some more cereal. We might have discussed this. This time around, I got a bag of Alpen.
Right, I don't think we have discussed this.
We haven't discussed this, really.
What was cereals has she been giving you?
Well, she's like, she works at the Weetabix factory there. And one of the beautiful things about Burton Latimer is that on more than one occasion when I've been there, the whole place just stinks of Weetabix. So anyway, they let them buy boxes of Weetabix for £1 or something. And so far, I've had a 48 biscuit normal Weetabix and two 24 biscuit, the new Weetabix additions range, which you may have seen advertised, Tony.
No.
One of which is apple and raisin that my mother rather enjoys, and one of which is coconut and raisin, which I rather enjoy.
Oh, that sounds more like it. Is this like consumption of the Oatibix, the little small ones, or are these just
normal-sized? No, an Oatibix weren't small ones either. Oatibix were exactly the same as Weetabix, but with oats rather than wheat.
What were the ones, the little ones?
Well, they're probably called Oatibix Mini or something.
Smallie Weetabix. Weetasmalls.
Smallibix. I think they're called Smallibix, though. Yeah. They were called Smallibix.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah. And we did discuss Oatibix several years ago because Oatibix terrified the bejesus out of me.
Doesn't sound right, does it?
No, it's not right. A, Oatibix isn't very nice. And B, it will soak up every single molecule of moisture there is within a mile radius. I put my spoon in, Tony. I thought I was going to lose my arm. But anyway, I now have a large bag of Alpen to add to my extensive collection. Yeah. And so I'm running out of cupboard space. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, thanks, but I don't need any for a while.
Right, okay.
All right. That fits in quite nicely with the last song we played, of course, which was Cereal. The band was Cereal Chiller, I've just realised.
There you go.
Cereal section.
Yeah.
Right. Should we do one from the vaults?
Why not?
Well, look, we've been to Lancaster, Tony. We've been to Holland. We've been to the Basque region of northern Spain.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to Hull.
Yes.
And now we're going to go to Poland.
Okay.
Because a band called Comity, that I actually interviewed, God, nearly 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
At the Boston Arms in Tufnell Park at a Dirty Water Records night. I just thought, you know what, we haven't heard from them in a while. Should we play a track by them? So I have done. I'll pick one out. This was a single. And we played it on the show, God, 7 years ago or something like that. They're one of the best known Polish alternative bands. It's not, I can't really say exactly what sort of music they are. The particular track we're going to play right now has got a bit of a ska feel to it, but it's a little bit more than that. What is Comity's website?
Comity.pl?
It's comety.com, and comety is K-O-M-E-T-Y. So comety.com. So I think that immediately makes it Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 1.
Sounds about right.
Balnadziai.
Nie powstał z myślą o nas, a mimo to wierzymy w nowy układ gwiazd. Ulegamy kolejnym iluzjom, upadamy, próbujemy wstać. Baba nadziei, bo ona nigdy nie umiera. Czasami tylko zmienia postać, czasami tylko zmienia twarz. Trwa bal nadziei, bo ona nigdy nie umiera. Czasami tylko zmienia postać, czasami tylko zmienia twarz. Powtarzasz, że cel zbyt nierealny, misja niebezpieczna, czas przeciwko nam. My nigdy w to nie uwierzymy, po upadku spróbujemy wstać. Trwa bal nadziei, bo ona nigdy nie umiera. Czasami tylko zmienia postać, czasami tylko zmienia twarz. Trwa bal nadziei, bo ona nigdy nie umiera. Czasami tylko zmienia postać, czasami tylko zmienia twarz. Twarz.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, mate, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yep. Another gig, another week. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing or where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, where they're playing. It's international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK, so email away. If you've got a gig, email it to me, not a problem, love them, because no one's emailing me. I found another one locally. Now I don't want to mention the other place we do because I don't want to jinx it, so I've chosen a different venue.
Oh,
the Maze.
Fabulous.
Great venue. We were there not so long ago ourselves.
It's a really, really good venue.
It's a good venue.
They've got good beer as well.
Yes. Good all around. It's been there a good while, and it's a good mainstay, a good staple of the scene. It's good.
And it has an excellent rear smoking courtyard.
It does. It does.
Which I'm rather partial to.
Not far from your good self as well.
No, I can walk there or back. I tend not to do both.
Right.
In fact, last time I was there, Tony, if I remember rightly, I got the bus down.
Oh, did
and
you?
My bus stop is Zulu Road.
Oh.
Which I was very pleased with. I would just like to say as well that the Polish band we just played, Comity, I did realise as we were playing that I'm wearing the hooded top that my former Polish neighbour bought for himself but then went home to Poland and it got delivered to me instead. And 10 months later, I finally opened it and realised it was a rather natty camo hoodie.
Oh.
Everything's fitting in this week, Tony.
Oh, it's seamless, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, what's on?
Friday, this Friday, the 12th of May, UK subs.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. UK subs with the Reverends, who I think we saw at the Doghouse.
Yeah, we did.
And Noose, who are a local band, a local punk band.
Right.
Noose UK. So, yeah, but the Reverends, Noose, it's basically a punk night, as it would be.
It's a very punk night.
Yeah, it was £12. £12 in advance. I would suggest you probably book in advance or get a ticket online. Yeah.
Lead singer of UK subs, Charlie Harper, is a former listener of Punky Radio. I don't know whether he still listens, but if you are listening,
wasn't he?
Charlie, hello, yeah.
Yeah.
He even went as far as saying Milky Pants to me once, which made me very happy.
Bless him.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all I think he could have, but it is a good one.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! K-Subs.
There you go.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Right. Let's just keep this international flavour going, Tony, with some artsy rock from Helsinki.
Oh, blimey.
And that is all over the place, isn't it? Yeah. A band called Freedom Fuel. We have played one track by them before, which is off their latest album. We're going to play another one now. You can find out more about them, Tony, by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/freedomfuel.
facebook.com/freedomfuel1, and that's the numeric one, numero urn one, the number one.
Hmm.
facebook.com/freedomfuel1, making it an unbeatable point of instep 5, Tony 1. Ha!
Wow.
Despite the fact you had good intentions.
Yeah.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Freedom, Fuel and Good Intentions there. As I say, artsy rock from Helsinki. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
The gardener's back in again. The never-ending gardener.
Close your eyes.
So yeah, that's it really. Looking after him, which is, it seems to be a bit of a full-time job. Right. I do have that sense where you, I'm always a bit confused. It's when you decide to get somebody to do some work, and you ends up taking all your time as well. And I've spent this afternoon tanking my beds.
Right.
Something I didn't expect to be finding myself on a Monday afternoon. No. Yeah, I don't know if we're just unlucky, but I just it's going to take the week, and it's going to exhaust us, and we probably will not be lifting a finger and making lots of coffees, but but it will be done. So
you've been tanking your beds?
I've been tanking beds, yeah.
Yeah, I've bedded a few tanks.
Nice.
Now, what I'm doing this week, Tony, yeah. I'm applying for a new passport. My passport's about to expire, and I actually found the previous passport to the one I've got now. So we're going back 20 years. And on that passport, I was full of the joys of spring, excited to what the future might hold. Then the passport I have right now, I actually got the photo taken. I got that passport while I lived with you, Tony, in Kirkby in Ashfield.
Blimey. January 2. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And on that one, I look a bit like a strangler. And I'm not talking about one of the members of the band. the photos that I've got taken, the photos I've tried to take this time for it, mate, quite frankly, I look like an old man waiting for death.
Right.
So it's a massive decline. I can't say the years have been kind to me, Tony.
Well, Toothy Muss and Kirkby will aid you.
Yes, it would. I mean, I actually think we've kind of, I say swapped, I was never that healthy, but you're all healthy and brawny and successful, and I'm just a bit grey and pale.
Right.
I know. Awful, isn't it?
I'm very grey these days. I'm not liking it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about your head. I'm talking about the way your skin used to be grey.
Ah.
When you were eating burgers out of tins. which we still will never really get to the bottom of.
We still talk about it now.
I know, but I'm just so pleased now you've discovered vegetables.
they weren't good.
It's brilliant.
We're not good.
It's brilliant. We used to keep the curtains shut in your house in case any passers-by saw you'd got a telly and robbed you.
Happy days.
Great times.
Yeah.
So that's it. I'll let you know when I've got the passport. I'm a bit annoyed that it's happened now, because if I'd waited 18 months, I could have got a massive A4 size British passport.
Oh, a big blue one.
Yeah, a great big massive blue one that I'm going to get stuck with a European Union one.
Oh, well.
I know. I am very much by jingo, I realise this, though. So, anyway, that's the plan this week. That's like clothes by George, isn't it? By jingo. I'm going to play two songs in a row, Tone. How do you feel about that?
That feels fine. It feels time.
Well, I just keep getting more and more European. Something's going to have to give. Next up, we've got a band called Honeymoon Disease, Tony, that are from Sweden.
Okay.
I know. So let's just run through it so far. We've had Lancashire, Holland, Basque region, Yorkshire, Poland, Finland, and now Swiss. It's crazy. I wonder what happened with the last two. God dear.
No idea.
What I want to know, Tony, is what is Honeymoon Disease's website?
Honeymoondisease.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 5. And this is, I don't know how to describe this. I'm just going to let you hear it. How about that?
Okay.
This is Electric Eel.
Oh, Dummy Twat.
Hey babe, I'm a psycho magnet. Attract all the freaks from another planet. They say anything for my time. Mentally challenged is their pride.
They're wet and take your happy mint. Run away before there is legit.
She's a psycho.
Hey!
She's a psycho.
Hey!
She's a psycho. Psycho magnet.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Control Freaks and a track called Psycho Magnet. They have come via Slovenly Records. That's I think a new single that's out right now. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know how to describe that either. It's kind of off the wall, quirky, geeky, super brilliant punk, I'm calling that.
Right.
Blimey. Yeah, really, really like it. And you can find out more about them via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/controlfreaksband.
facebook.com/controlfreaks SF, which I think is San Francisco, which means we've managed to crowbar an American band into the show this week as well.
Blimey.
I know, it's unbelievably international.
As are we.
Songs without frontiers, Tony.
That's right. It's a beautiful thing.
Jokes with tears. Yeah. Right then, so have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Well, let's see. First up, please do email me your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, we are in the midst of the snappiest of elections. There must be some kind of twats going on in the world, so do email me your twats. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know.
Well, I can think of 10 million Frenchmen for starters.
I want to know the twat's name, or where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All trust you, thanks. We know we can't do it every week, but it would be lovely to. Do it even with now.
So what are you doing instead?
So a few weeks ago, or maybe in a couple months ago, I lose track of time these days since I'm getting old. We asked the listeners to email us their ages, see if we could find the youngest and oldest listeners. So I've had another one, another oldest listener, obviously.
Yeah, good, because I'm not happy about the youngest listener.
Okay, what was the youngest one we had?
The youngest listener thinks you're all right, but doesn't like me.
That's it, wasn't it? Oh, you're the moderator, weren't you?
Yeah, is art imitating life.
That's right. Well, this one is from Stiv. He says, "Hey, Tony, I may be your oldest listener. I turned 60 in January. I bought the Action Time Vision box set for my birthday. Even though I am a Californian, I follow the British punk scene in the 70s. Besides the big names, Sex Pistols and The Clash, I was a fan of The Stranglers and The Damned, along with Ian Dury and Adamant.
Quite big names, to be fair.
Yeah, and I thought Slade were great and ahead of their time, and they don't get enough credit for their influence on what came after."
That is also very true, so.
Stivovitz.
Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And 60,
So Steve's 60.
Yeah.
So if you can beat 60, make sure you email tony@punkyray.com or paulieb@punkyray.com. Tighten your email. I'm older than 60.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Let's see how far this can go.
I'm liking it, because it's giving people who haven't contacted before a reason to contact in. I'm liking hearing from different people. It's nice.
You do. You just like any interaction.
I just like human contact, Paul, if I'm honest with you. I don't care.
Cheers,
either
Steve.
Gardeners or cats with me at the minute, and frankly, I'm just want more people.
Right. Oh, Tony. Oh, I'll tell you what, the last band are going to suit you perfectly. Last band this week, Tony, Destination Lonely.
Already there.
Everything's coming together on this show, and there was me thinking it might be a bit of a mess. A band we've heard about relatively recently via Voodoo Rhythm Records, and hello to everyone at Voodoo Rhythm, and the marvellous Reverend Beatman. We played a Destination Lonely track a few weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, in fact. We're going to play another one now. This is off their latest album. Tony, what is Destination Lonely's Bandcamp page?
DestinationLonely.bandcamp.com.
It is. Now, how has that finished it up? Tony,
six,
I think. Yeah,
I think that's right.
Not bad, mate. Not bad, to be fair.
That's all.
I haven't checked where Destination Lonely are from, but a lot of Voodoo Rhythm bands are from Switzerland. So I reckon we might have done, if you include Yorkshire and Lancashire as separate countries, they do themselves. I think we've done 9 countries. We've certainly done 8.
Wow.
Not bad, is it?
That's not bad.
Let's see what you think of this, Tony. Staying Underground. That was Destination Lonely and Staying Underground. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. Hope you enjoyed that.
Always.
I've just had a youth walk past my front window, and I think he was probably on the phone, but he's one of these modern ones. He appeared to be talking to himself.
Right.
And I'm getting a little bit tired of people walking down the street appearing to talk to themselves. Happened to me in London recently, where one of these people was on the... They had obviously had an earpiece in and one of those little dangly mics hanging off a chain. Yeah. And he's just walking along the street, quite clearly having a chat with a friend. But for all all intents and purposes, appears to be either talking to himself or asking questions of passers-by. So the guy he was talking to had said something to him, and he just said out loud, "I don't know, what time is it?" I was walking past and helpfully said, "About 6:30. And do you know what he said?
What's that?
"Not you."
Oh.
That's a bit rude, wasn't it?
People are weird.
Anyway, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio. That's podunkradio.com. And we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's andra.se.
Thanks to everyone for listening this week. And of course to the Duke's Arms. Do you want to give them one more hello?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Hey, you could say goodbye, Duke's Arms.
Goodbye, Duke's Arms.
There you go. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, a poo.
But you can't, yeah.